You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have a very exciting interview.
That's right. We have got, I've bloody already forgotten, Ridian.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah, that's
and
me.
Kit.
Yes.
From
Ram
two
Raid.
Hardcore punk bands. Would you, hardcore punk, is that right?
Yeah.
I guess that's the best. About right description.
We've got Ram Raid and Drudge. So, just to clarify, Kit, you're in both bands.
I play in both bands.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite? Don't answer
yeah,
that.
On, answer it.
No, don't answer that. It's fine. Don't worry.
It's Ram Raid.
That's great.
Favorite current bands.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And y'all are playing tonight at the Crown.
Yes.
We are indeed.
Doors are at 8?
8 o'clock.
That's right. And you're not alone, too. We've got...
Actually, it's right here, isn't it?
Got...
Seek Help. Seek Help and a brand new band called Fast Plant.
Yes, their first gig, right?
Reef is drumming in, I believe. Who also does a radio show on here.
Awesome.
Everyone knows Reef.
This is so exciting.
Heck yeah. That is pretty hype. And how's it looking? I understand you've done a sound check.
Yeah, we just came back from sound check. It's all the same as usual. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect.
There's been lots of, I think there's been quite a few pre-sales, so it should be pretty packed tonight.
And, 69 pre-sales.
Yeah. Ooh,
and
yay.
It's
wow.
An angry gig for angry times.
That's valid. Yeah, it is a good time to sort of unleash a bit of pent-up anger through the medium of music and, thrashing around.
Do you guys think your band's have a lot of activism in their energy in the lyrics, or is it more just a good chance for people dancing?
Punk music is inherently sort of
high energy
activist music,
But I think also, times have changed a lot since when punk was able to contribute in a meaningful way to political discourse. But there is still a role in the community for people to share their anger or share a sense of community and, blow off some steam, because it's dark days in New Zealand, so we all need like-minded people to party with.
It's cathartic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think in that sense the Crown is such a great venue for that too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Jones says yes to anyone, basically. So
lots of history. Lots of history of anger.
Indeed.
Maybe.
Yeah, and fun.
And fun,
And pressure to be the Dunedin, part of the Dunedin sound, especially for us out of town.
That's true.
I moved here. So we're just going to claim that we're the Dunedin sound.
I'm not an out of towner.
No, you're not.
I cut my teeth at the old Crown.
Right.
Oh.
When it was next door.
Mm. Oh, the Crown moved.
That's news to me.
When it was, where the pool hall is.
Yeah.
Next door,
that used to be the venue.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
It was the other way around, right?
Yeah.
It's like Sammy.
So there was a corner bar that you go to get cash out and stuff. And
yeah.
Hmm.
Sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, I do love the layout of the Crown. How you can just kind of hang back and play pool if you want to get a bit of distance, but you can still see it on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's pretty good. What's the coolest band you've seen play at the Crown?
War.
Ooh.
Coolest in your own opinion.
Not including your own band.
I really like Cuck, a local band.
Oh, yeah.
They're very good, and they always... I mean, the Crown makes everybody sound really good, so they have a nice... set up, everything sounds loud and very forward in the mix. Cuck were really good.
This is going way back, but this band called Two Fat Ladies from Dunedin.
Okay.
They played at the old version of the Crown. They were a great band. On a good night, they were a great band.
Yeah.
And
on a bad night?
They were just
a good
comedic
band.
There are no bad nights of the Crown.
That's the answer.
it's small enough that even if 10 people turn up, you feel like you've got a pack gig somehow.
Yeah.
And it's... nice, friendly place to have a drink and stuff. So
the community's always really buzzing there. Yeah, it's always a great time. Shall we talk a bit more about the bands in particular? How would you describe each respective band? Because obviously they're similar in genre, but what are the differentiations? And what's the speciality of each?
I guess Ram Raid are a bit more but more sort of classic hardcore sounding than Drudge. Drudge are a bit more like a punk band.
And Ram Raid is spiritually like a Ram Raid in that it's quick 30-second songs, in and out, you're done.
Very
you've
short
got songs, your ciggies or whatever, you're out.
Yeah.
So fast,
as much into 30 seconds as we can.
Yeah.
And then Fast Plant, we've heard practicing, because they share a practice space or just down from us, so we can hear them. They sound like a good kind of classic hardcore punk band.
Yep. Sick.
What about Seek Help?
Seek Help are awesome. They're sort of riot girly, good punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you meet these fellow bands that you're playing with tonight?
Well, Reef, who plays in Fast Punk, plays in Drudge as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Seek Help, I've just seen play a few times.
Yeah.
And also, if you live in Dunedin, you know every other person who lives in Dunedin.
It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially in like the sort of more punk hardcore sort of circles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the punk scene is really cool at the moment.
Yeah, it seems like there's something happening as well in Dunedin.
Yes.
Yeah. A fresh start, I don't know, somehow. A lot of young bands, a lot of younger people coming to gigs.
Yeah.
And it's cool for, I guess, lots of the people who come down for their first year at uni as well, and they stumble into the crowd because somebody's like, heard there's something going on there, and then they end up in the middle of a hardcore show and kind of love it. And, you know, they come back.
Yeah. It's cool. And they go and start a band, and it just carries on.
That's how you get them. Get them when they're young.
Yeah. That's the other thing that's really interesting is, like, you are seeing a lot more, like, younger people, like students starting up more hardcore bands now, whereas even just, like, 2024, 2023, it seemed like vast majority of student bands are kind of, you know, alt rock, maybe some kind of like surf rock vibes to it. But now it's like there is a bit of a shift.
Yeah. I think economic and political times often, like, that's when punk and hardcore and metal flourishes, you know, like under times of pressure and when people want to blow off some steam and, you know, feel like you're fighting back in some way, even if it's just screaming in friendly audience's face. Screaming to the echo chamber. So we're going to take down the government by tomorrow. So.
Yes.
That's true. What about original music? Y'all have your own stuff out there somewhere that people can go and listen to?
Ramrad have almost finished our first recording.
Oh, heck
yeah. So we're going to do vocals next. And then that'll be out sort of later in the year sometime.
Brilliant.
Drudge haven't recorded yet because we're a bit lazy, but we'll get there.
Yeah, eventually.
But it's organic. It's like a moment in time, you know, before the recordings come out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
nowhere else you can listen to it except live.
Still refining the songs.
Yeah. I mean, technically, I guess we did a live tour here a little while ago, and so that's out there. But, I'm excited for the album, so...
Mm.
Yeah.
Something like 19 songs is probably like 5 minutes long. So.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you guys been in the music scene for quite a long time?
Yes. We're old as shit. Sorry, we're very old.
Yes.
I was just thinking, I came to this very radio station, I think, first time, like almost 20 years ago now.
Whoa.
And first started playing in bands 24 years ago this year, so it's given away my age.
I think I'm 25 years.
25 years? Wow.
Doing bands.
That's way more hardcore.
Yeah, actually, that's older than we've been alive.
Yeah. But it's the kind of, we've been through lots of different bands over the years, and Ramrad's obviously, I think we've only been around for about a year and a half, we've all known each other for a long time. I think Kit and I's band played together at Punkfest 2003, although we didn't know each other or
in
meet
Wellington.
Each other. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a small scene.
We only actually met properly in this band.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And has it always been punk for you guys? Dabbled in other genres? Or
definitely had a new metal phase, which I heard has come back around now. So it's great because I kept a lot of my new metal. And, you know, there's something to be said for new metal, isn't there?
I used to play in a ska band.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm like confessing something.
Hey. I mean, I
played in like kind of alt countries and stuff as well.
Okay.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Interesting.
You've also played in alt country?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, crooning and playing the trumpet and such. But not anymore.
That's awesome.
It's not time for trumpet.
That's anymore. In your past.
No.
It's not the era of trumpets.
No.
Loud guitars. Maybe one day soon.
Loud guitars. Lots of yelling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Obviously, New Zealand Music Month is coming to a close. It is New Zealand Music Week right now. So I just wanted to ask, who are your like top New Zealand bands, artists? Could be in Dunedin or just anywhere in the country that you just want to give a mention to.
I'm just going to go and say my favourite New Zealand band I think I ever saw were the Sharpie Crows, who probably no one has heard of anymore. They were formerly the Bastard Sons of Grey Power.
Oh, what wonderful names.
Yeah, Sam Bradford, the vocalist. He's done a few other projects since then, but they were the greatest live band, except that they, you know, would often fight each other during a set. There's a lot of simmering tension.
So high energy.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. They were up there. And then Neon Bastard as well from Wellington, who have since broken up.
A lot of bastards.
Yeah, sorry. But,
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
We'll live to, yeah.
I don't know. I guess, like, current Dunedin bands, like Dale Kerrigan and Pearly are up there.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome.
Yep.
But old New Zealand bands, like maybe this band from Auckland, Missing Teeth, they were pretty good.
Yeah, they were special.
Mm.
Yeah. But,
There's so many bands to choose from.
Yeah, we play with lots of bands now, and I find I'm a little bit more older and jaded, but I still think there's heaps of exciting new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
And I don't know, yeah, like we were saying before, the cycle goes around, mm-hmm. and people meet and they decide, I want to do that. And so, yeah, there's always a fresh something coming.
Take all of that sort of collected knowledge of stuff that's come before.
Yeah.
Yes. The Dunedin sound will never die.
We'll just remake it over and over again.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Did you guys go to university here?
No, I'm actually recent. I'm fairly recent anyway. I've been living here for 2 or 3 years.
So yeah.
I'm a Welsh person, and I studied in Wellington and then moved here.
Yeah.
But Kit's proper local.
Proper local. I went to Polytech, but didn't go to uni.
Yeah. Still in the student scene of Dunedin.
In the tertiary education.
Are you from Dunedin?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Mm. Same. Love Dunedin.
Not bad. It's pretty cold right now, though. Frosty mornings.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Sounds like it's going to be warm at the Crown tonight.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's another reason to go to the fun shows.
Yeah. Get out of the cold.
A lot of human warmth.
Some exercise.
In the room. Yeah. Condensation. You know. Interesting smells.
Do you know who did the art for your promo poster there for the gig? It's so cool.
It's pretty metal.
I think that was Simon, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Simon is the promoter. He's the king. He's Matua Simon. He does everything for us.
He
can just turn up and play our instruments. And occasionally get told to go to the radio.
Yeah, like, off you go. Go over there. Let these people interrogate you.
No, it's a pleasure.
How do you think the music scene in Dunedin differs from the music scene in Wellington?
You know, I was telling my brother, who's visiting at the moment today, it feels like Dunedin is a more casual and pleasant place to be in general, and it's very like eating an ice cream wearing track pants, like 6 a.m. at the beginning of the day or 4 a.m. at the end of the day. And I feel like that's reflected in the musical and kind of artistic culture down here, is people try stuff, they're not afraid to, you know, go to strange places, and there's less of a performative sense of people wanting to be their perfect self at all times, which is really nice, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm loving Dunedin already, and it's a beautiful place.
I'd say you end up with far more diverse gigs and everything here as well, because like in Wellington, there's like, I guess there's just enough people to kind of support individual scenes of types of music and everything. But here, like there's not quite enough people, so you've got to have a mixed gig and get lots of different people, and that kind of helps with everyone influencing each other and
mixing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say like listening to certain openers and stuff have introduced me to genres that I would never have listened to before, just because like I like the headlining act, and then they'll have a opener that's a genre I haven't heard of.
Mm.
So,
that's and we get asked to play some of those gigs, which is always cool as well.
Yeah.
Like I think who did we open for last one? It was Druk, was it? The American
Druk from
the States, kind of almost synth pop stuff, and then us playing.
It sounded like Björk actually.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But then they get Ramray to open for them. And, you know, you there's that cross pollination that happens because there's just not enough of a like individualistic specialization of like music scenes here, which is really cool.
Such a cool way to share art.
Absolutely.
Totally.
So epic. All right, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with the gig. I'll remind everyone that it's 8 p.m. doors open.
Come on down. Thank you for having us.
It'll be fun.
Oh, thank you so much. It'll be a banger of a gig.
Cheers.
thank you
for coming.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.